Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined for this segment by Dr. Kathleen Casacci with Wheatfield Family Dentistry, who tells me that September is Dental Implant Awareness Month, and maybe we should start there, Dr. Casacci, and just how wide or varied of a problem is the whole notion of dental implants with people?
Well, for the most part, anyone who's lost a tooth knows that they don't have that chewing surface anymore. And there's a variety of ways that we can restore that. We can do it with partial dentures, which are removable. We can do it with bridges, which connect the teeth adjacent to an empty space and put a false tooth in the center of it. It stays permanently. And then there's that implant solution, which is basically just using the tooth that's missing, putting an implant in, restoring it, and then the patient feels like they have their natural teeth again. They can floss normally, they can chew normally, it maintains the bone, it's a good treatment.
And the difference between an implant and a bridge, I mean, you just kind of generally talked about it, but if you could be a little bit more specific.
Well, we in dentistry think of bridges as a three-tooth solution for a one-tooth problem. If you have one missing tooth and the teeth on either side of that tooth have no restorations, they've never been filled, they're essentially virgin teeth, we don't want to grind them down to put a bridge on. 30% of bridges after 10 years may show some wear or need to be replaced because of decay at the margins, and then you're redoing that whole procedure again. So even economically, doing an implant long-term can be much more efficient financially than doing a bridge.
And I'll just also to clarify for people, dentures and partials are two different things. You're not talking about the same thing, or are you?
No, I'm not talking about the same thing. A partial is a partial denture. You still have some remaining teeth that anchor that restoration too. It is removable. It comes in and out. There is potential for damage to the teeth that are remaining from the partial sitting against it, especially if people don't have great hygiene or if they have a sugary diet, things like that. Dentures are usually for people who have absolutely no teeth. We call them edentulous. They have no teeth. Most people who have dentures on the bottom, the lower arch, have difficulty holding it in place because the tongue acts like a little trampoline. It bounces them around. So implants can actually anchor that to the jaw, so they have more So they have more security, so that they can hold it in better.
And when it comes to either needing partials or dentures, there really isn't like an age limit on this thing. It's not like I think people have the impression that it's all older people that have these, but there are perhaps some younger people that would have the necessity for this.
Sure. One of the most commonly missing, congenitally missing teeth is one of the side teeth on the front of the mouth. Also, the just in front of the molars on the bottom is another very commonly missing tooth that's congenitally missing. So if a baby tooth is only supposed to last you for maybe up to 12 years and you're 35 years old and one of those baby teeth was still there, there was no tooth underneath it, sometimes what we need to do is take that baby tooth out and place an implant in its place.
Now, I understand that you also have a number of range of options for things that you can do. I mean, we've talked about the different procedures, but are there different ways of doing it? I mean, do you do the sedation dentistry? Do you do something else?
Oh, no. Depending on what the patient wants. If someone has a lot of anxiety, and we find that many people who have neglected their dentistry usually do it so because they have some anxiety or they have fear about how much it's going to cost or just that personal space being invaded. We have nitrous oxide in the office. It's in every room. We do IV sedation for patients who are having bigger procedures done and have that anxiety and don't want to be awake and know what's happening when we do it.
And if maybe even taking this piece by piece, if you don't mind, for those who've never experienced any of these, if you're just replacing a tooth, I know, again, everything is different based on the patient, based on the circumstances, but is there kind of a general, here's the procedure, here's how things work?
Well, all of that comes with training, and the dentists in our practice have had very extensive training in implant dentistry. When you have a single tooth that's lost, let's say you're going to lose a tooth, first thing we want to do is see you before you lose the tooth, because if there's infection present, we may opt to graft first and fill in the bone, allow the bone to regenerate before we put the implant in. If there's no infection present and you you know, have a good situation or a good site that we can do this with, sometimes we can place the implant at the same time we take the tooth out. And that also helps to maintain bone and gives a little more predictability. The procedures that go from that, just placing the implant, if it's a single tooth implant and relatively straightforward, the actual procedure is 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes of actual time working in the patient's mouth. But we do this in our office under as sterile conditions as we can. We drape patients like they're in an OR. We want to make sure there's no infection. We make sure that we give them appropriate pre-medication beforehand to prevent infection. We follow them afterwards and tell them what they need to do to make things be as successful as possible. And implants in general for the majority of the population are about 98% effective, that they don't fail. You know, so 98% of them make it through to 10 years. It's not that way with regular crowns and with bridges.
And the bridges that you just mentioned, the procedure itself necessarily different because you're including more teeth. But aside from that, any other major changes than what you just described for one tooth?
Well, when we're doing a treatment plan for patients, one of the things that we find is essential is having a 3D x-ray, having a CAT scan of the jaws so that we can see how much bone is available, where the nerves and blood vessels are. We want to be able to make sure that we have good supportive bone, that it has the right density. And 3D CAT scans or a cone beam x-ray is really essential for that. We consider it really the standard of care. And we have that instrument in our office. Every patient that gets an implant gets a 3D x-ray. We know exactly what we're going to do before we do it. And one of the best things about that is we can do virtual surgery in the software, so we can pre-plan the exact size, the shape, the direction, everything that we need to know. And we know where all the vital structures are to avoid, so you don't have any problems following that.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, we're speaking with Dr. Kathleen Casacci with Wheatfield Family Dentistry. And for dentures, whether they're partial or full, I recall my father went through a procedure where he had them all replaced, and it was a phased-in process. I'm guessing that's kind of necessary, right, for a number of things. First of all, you've done the fittings, you've done all the sizings and all that, but the actual work itself is not something you can accomplish all in one day, upper and lower jaws.
I wouldn't say upper and lower jaws necessarily. Someone's going to want to do that. But what we generally say is if your house is on fire, you call the fire department before you call a new contractor to fix things. So we want to make sure that the area that we're going to be working in is healthy, that the patient is healthy, and that everything is going to work the way that we want it to. We have done full cases where we're replacing a full lower arch at one time. We've sometimes put people into a transitional denture with a little bit of some mini implants to kind of anchor it into place. But we can place all the implants we need in one visit if that's what the patient chooses and their health is good enough that they can tolerate it.
Which speaks to the fact that there have been obviously some major advances since my father went through
Absolutely.
That procedure.
Absolutely, yeah. Sure. Things are changing constantly. We are really up on our continuing education and staying on top of the latest techniques and the best way to treat people.
And to that point, Wheatfield Family Dentistry, again, where your practice is located, has a couple of seminars coming up right at the office. You want to talk about those?
Right. Well, first I want to tell you that anyone who comes to our office during the month of September will get free x-rays, free consultation, free evaluation on implants for the entire month of September. At the end of September, the 25th, which is a Wednesday at 6:30, we're having a seminar that is free to the public. They just have to call to sign up. We're also having one on the 27th, which is Friday, that following Friday at 1 o'clock. Same thing, you just have to call up to sign up for it, where we explain everything about implants. We talk about finances, we talk about the differences between mini and regular implants, we talk about what different options might be for patients. One of the things that most people don't realize is you don't need an implant for every tooth that you're missing. We can restore an entire lower arch with just 4 implants, and we can do it in a fixed way that it doesn't actually have to come out. It can stay permanently in the patient's mouth. The upper arch, the bone is a little less dense, so we have to have more implants in order to accomplish that. But everyone's an individual, so we really encourage them to come in and get an individual evaluation that is complimentary. Also, anyone who comes to the seminar will also get the opportunity to make an appointment for a free consultation. So if a crowd is better that you'd like to be in a group, that's great. If you want a one-on-one, call the office, make an appointment for an individual consultation.
And to remind people, Wheatfield Family Dentistry is located where?
It's in Niagara Falls Boulevard, North Tonawanda. It's 3349 Niagara Falls Boulevard. It's a new building. You can't miss it. There's a waterfall out in the front. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I know, because earlier in the year, you generally have a big doing out there for people who might be interested in learning more, Bounce House and all kinds of other entertainment, too.
Yeah, so we had a nice open house.
Looking forward to chatting with you about that come next spring.
Next year,
now that we have to get through the winter first. Curious, just a little bit off topic. Wisdom teeth. I still have mine. Is that rare?
It depends on the person. You know, everyone's teeth and jaws are a different size. You know, and sometimes jaws are too small for the number of teeth that we have. We have to do extractions for orthodontics or for wisdom teeth. Sometimes people have enough room, so we leave them go. Our general philosophy in this practice is if you've made it to age 30 and you haven't had them out and they're not bothering you, we just leave them alone. If we see that they're coming in angled or sideways, or if they look like they're going to cause orthodontics to relapse, then we want to get them out. And that is something we do with sedation as well.
Interesting stuff. Now, again, the seminar times. You mentioned September 25th, which is a
Wednesday,
and that's a 6:30 at the office, 3349 Niagara Falls Boulevard. And then again, Friday, the 27th, at 1 p.m. at the same location. We mentioned non-discriminatory in terms of ages and, you know, need for things like the bridges, dentures, whether or implants. Is there like a trend, anything you're seeing among people, like either needing more, needing less?
Well, when there are congenitally missing teeth, and I'm just going to say this so we have an understanding, we usually don't place implants on children until they're at least 16 as a girl and 18 as a boy. And the reason for that is your jaws are still growing at that stage, and we don't want the implant to become submerged if it's placed too soon. So we really have to make sure that growth has finished. That's the important thing with that. And I forgot what you said. I'm sorry.
I was going to just add on that. The other point being that you had mentioned earlier that you have to be a certain age to have those baby teeth grow in and out and be replaced. So that's got to factor in as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And usually during orthodontics, we see some of that stuff. Sometimes people just don't have those teeth, and we make the room for it. And we do traditional braces and Invisalign in our office. So we really cover all aspects of dentistry at this office. We don't get you in, and then you have to go someplace else to have something else done. Everything is done in one place.
Yeah, so the question was, is there like more of a trend for certain issues among certain age groups, and you made sure to specify that, first of all, you don't do it at a certain young age. So.
Right. Well, you know, just in general, trend-wise, if we see a patient who's had a root canal and the root canal has failed, we have to retreat it. We have to do another crown. We start talking to patients about, you know, if you've had three or four procedures that are pretty extensive on this tooth, you still have a compromised tooth to start with. Sometimes it's better to think about doing an implant. So we do see people opting more for those single tooth implants than we did even 5 or 10 years ago. Also, people that have, you know, teeth want to have teeth if they lose them. And although, you know, it's never an ideal thing to tell someone, you know, you're really going to have to lose teeth, this is going to be difficult for you, if they've had those teeth in their mouth and they've chewed with something that's fixed, we usually like to give them something fixed. If they've had a denture that's removable, a lot of times they're okay with implant support that is removable. So there's different ways to do it. And we show diagrams, pictures, and models of all those things at our seminars.
All right. Again, very comprehensive and bringing it all together for September, which is Dental Implant Awareness Month. And again, Dr. Kathleen Casacci, the times and dates for the seminars.
September the 25th at 6:30. It's a Wednesday. You just have to call the office to just sign yourself up. And you can bring a friend if you want to bring a friend. And then on Friday the 27th at 1 o'clock, same thing. If you want to bring a friend, we encourage you to bring your significant other. Sometimes when you're making that decision, because it is such a big decision financially for people, having someone there to understand what we're telling you, and they get to hear the same thing. The other nice thing about coming to the seminar is we take you on a tour of the office, show you some of the really amazing technology that we have that allows us to do this really high-end dentistry.
And for those who want to call in, what would the phone number be?
694-1777. Obviously, this is a Saturday program, so we're not going to be there on Saturday, but call and leave a message or call on Monday morning. We'd be happy to get you signed up.
There you go. Doctor, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Kathleen Casacci, Weedfield Family Dentistry is the practice, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.